William Forsythe is one of the most influential choreographers in the world today. He's often credited with changing the nature of modern ballet. After a long career leading the Frankfurt Ballet in Germany, the New York-born Forsythe is back in the U.S. teaching and staging his work. Here and Now's Lynn Menegon met up with him at the Boston Ballet as he prepared for the North American premiere of one of his earliest groundbreaking productions.
Six, all together. Six, seven, and... Okay, no. This is too stopped.
67-year-old William Forsythe doesn't look like a ballet superstar. He's slightly built, he wears glasses, but the former dancer is completely at home in Boston Ballet's rehearsal studio, wearing socks as he shows the dancers how to move. Forsythe is known for deconstructing a dance tradition that goes back five centuries, and there are times when he gets very theoretical about it.
You have to vector it into space with very differentiated dynamics.
Other times, he sounds more down to earth.
It's theater. We're in showbiz.
Forsythe created this ballet, called Artifact, in 1984, when he had some free time in Frankfurt.
Artifact was the first ballet I made for the Frankfurt Ballet, and I had 3 weeks to make it, and I've been fixing it ever since.
He's been fixing it so much that for Boston Ballet, he's calling this production Artifact 2017.
And we're ready.
Artifact 2017 epitomizes what is groundbreaking about Forsythe's work. It's a two-hour spectacle with 68 dancers on stage. There are two speaking parts, which is unusual for a ballet. There's the woman in historical dress. She speaks, and she looks like Marie Antoinette. So does the man with the megaphone.
Step outside.
That's a riddle of sorts from the man with the megaphone, because in ballet, a pirouette is a step that can turn to the outside. But his words also hold deeper meaning, which Forsythe leaves up to the audience to interpret. And there are other surprises. Stage lights turn off, and the curtain drops down repeatedly in the middle of a scene. So there's a lot to coordinate in rehearsal.
Okay, so Raina, five in, Margot, and...
For all these breaks with tradition, Forsythe calls Artifact his ode to classical ballet.
I wanted something that was like a story ballet.
Like Swan Lake, but without the plot. Those kinds of twists have enraged some critics. They say Forsythe took the ballet out of Frankfurt Ballet when he ran it. One even called him the Antichrist of ballet, which makes Forsythe laugh.
I mean, really, it's like, it's okay, right? I mean, at least there's a something going on. Obviously, something's been, disturbed, you know. I think we all love the same thing. Those same critics love exactly what I love. Everyone wants to love it their own way.
And his dancers love him. Here's second soloist Lauren Herfindahl.
Working with Forsythe is really an experience like no other. This ballet is everything from classical to extreme, and it's been really, really interesting to work with. The other day he was saying there's a big girls group section, and he said, "You are representing the women of the past. You're showing how it can be done now."
Two of Herfindahl's fellow dancers, Matthew Slattery and Ji Young Che, are also challenged by the choreographer's technique. They're struggling with a moment in the show where Ji Young does a pirouette while holding one leg to her ear.
Yeah. Keep going.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let yourself stay with where you are. There you go. Yes.
Dana Casperson is helping them. She's married to Forsythe, and in this show, she's playing the woman in historical dress, the one who looks like Marie Antoinette. I asked her, how important is it to work out these types of moves?
It's everything. It's the heart of ballet. What is this kind of gorgeous, geometric relationship of dynamic that happens between people. And if you don't have that kind of connection, then all you have is a bunch of steps and nobody cares. Because choreography, as Bill has often said, is a vehicle for the desire to dance. So choreography by itself doesn't really matter, but it matters when it can become a vehicle through which dancers can emerge and can live and can express.
And it's an expression beyond words.
Dancing is a kind of experience that happens without language. You can try to describe it through language, but it's an inadequate description.
And that's what drives Forsythe's work. You can hear it when he works with his dancers.
Okay, so you don't want to be good, and you don't want to be even great, yeah? You want to have people actually at a loss for language, yeah? They don't know how to describe, and that's when dance is really working, when it kind of actually makes language not useful.
That's right, Deshaun, that's the idea.
For Here and Now, I'm Lynn Menigon.